Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. I am the bread of life. He who eats of me will never be hungry. The concluding words from our gospel reading today. In fact, as we come to worship this morning and come to God's table to receive the bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus, it is a foretaste of the heavenly banquet, that time of total satisfaction, when the true abundance of God is revealed fully. I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will never be hungry. One of the battles that takes place in the human spirit is the struggle between abundance and scarcity. It goes on every day. And the challenge for us as Christian people is to try to move it a little closer to the abundance side and less on the scarcity side. Now, last week we had the account of the feeding of the 5,000, a classic scarcity abundance story. The 5,000 sit down, and the young boy comes forward with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and one of the disciples says, "What are they among so many?" Scarcity. And then, after everybody's been fed, after the loaves and fish were blessed, there are 12 baskets left over. Abundance. Scarcity and abundance. And so the story goes on. Jesus goes up on the mountain to pray. The disciples go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. He comes to them walking on the water. And then the story picks up again this week. The next piece in the Gospel of John, that the people have had this amazing experience on the hillside. Some of the 5,000, they also cross the lake. And some of them have this continuing conversation with Jesus about how they can participate in this bread, how they can do the works that he does. But the edge that the disciples bring in this conversation is one of scarcity. Jesus has to help them. They're not going to be able to do it themselves. And there's never enough. They see the glass clearly as empty, half empty, not even half full. And so Jesus finally concludes this convoluted conversation with his disciples, with those words, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry." So this battle, scarcity and abundance, goes on in our hearts all the time. We want to develop those habits of the heart, coming to God's table, that help us live a little more on the side of abundance rather than scarcity. Although, never underestimate the power of scarcity thinking, especially when we get afraid or we start comparing ourselves to other people. The other person's always doing better. It's hard to live with abundance when we think that way. I want to give you three values, though, that I believe help us live on that side of abundance. The three G's: grace, gratitude, and generosity. If we can live those three values, it helps us have a greater sense of abundance. Grace. The grace of God, the gift of life. None of us control the moment of our birth. None of us chose our parents. We are given this gift. It is a gift. And where we get into trouble with the gift, when we think it's really ours to control and possess, and then we get into those comparisons with others and we get afraid and we forget about the gift. And we move toward the scarcity side of the ledger. Life is a gift. Appreciate the gift. Gratitude. Gratitude. Living life with a sense of thanksgiving. Now, obviously, we get focused on the things that are challenges in our lives. That's also what it means to be a human being. We're trying to make sense of things that sometimes don't make sense or hurt us, or times of loss. But if we could just focus on our blessings and develop that sense of gratitude, perhaps when you go to bed at night, do a little inventory on your day. Don't look at where all the problems have been. What have been the blessings in your day? What are the good things? What are you thankful for? A wife or husband, for family, for good friends, for work that challenges you, for the opportunity to be a good citizen in the community, to participate in the life of the church community. So many blessings. The spirit of gratitude, the gratitude attitude, to cultivate that, to develop that habit in your heart. So grace, gratitude, and generosity are outward expression of living for others, living for family and friends, and for the world. I'll tell you, our world at this time and our culture here in the United States, we need that spirit of generosity now, maybe more than ever. With all the division, with all the partisan wrangling about every issue you can imagine, we need to push that back. And the way you push it back is living a generous life, leaning into life, reaching out to people who may seem lonely or out of sorts or hurting, being generous with our time and our energy. One of the things about partisanship, about fear, it shuts us down. So even in your day, to intentionally do something as a generous act, I'm going to reach out to that person who I know could use a good word today. Not to mention all the other opportunities of service, things that we can do to make life brighter and better for others. The challenge for us is to bring our society together, not to accentuate the differences between rich and poor, black and white. We need to work for reconciliation and bridge building and find those places where we can do that. That is all part of a generous life. So grace, gratitude, generosity, values that help us live life on the side of abundance as opposed to scarcity. I believe this is a remarkable moment, time, in the life of this congregation. David, we're so happy that you're here. But this is a wonderful time. This is a wonderful community, a community that knows a lot of abundance. If you just think about the 2.5 years, how much change there's been. Churches usually fall apart over change. People go to corners. I like this. I don't like that. But we're very much together. Fresh, wonderful leadership, an amazing staff, and a congregation that has a remarkable sense of unity about it. Now, we're all not the same, but a remarkable sense of unity, and certainly a lot of trust in each other and in the leadership. That's a gift. But what we need to do then, because God has blessed us so abundantly in this place, is to live our ministry generously, is to think about the next person that walks in the door, not just be complacent about our relationships, is to figure out ways that we can make Goochland County better, stronger, ways we can relate to the city of Richmond, too, so that we're not isolated out here in Goochland County. And then the diocese and the national church and the world. So many opportunities for us to live generously. So let's be abundant people. Let's come to God's table and rejoice that God continues to feed us as we journey toward the heavenly banquet, developing those habits of the heart that will make a difference, that will push our dimensions of scarcity away and help us live more on the side of abundance. May it be so. Thanks be to God.